I was a somewhat naive research assistant when the project began. Handling blood samples, comparing and classifying EMG scans, even making coffee. First time I saw those boys, that I do remember quite well. Most of those tests can only be carried out while the subject is in a deep sleep. But the boys had a hard time reaching the REM state due to their high anxieties. One of my duties became injecting them with neuroleptics just to get them to calm down so that we could get a proper reading. See what they could see. Once while I was preparing their dosage, one of them turned to me and asked, "You like what you're doing here?" And the other one responded for me, "Of course he doesn't." The casual conversation wasn't exactly encouraged at the facility, but I began to make contact with the boys. I know they weren't very happy to be there. Whereas once they had regularly explored every extremity of their senses in a profoundly intense and otherworldly dream state, ever since our machines started dredging through their thought patterns, that playing field had completely deteriorated. In fact, it had degenerated into a horrific prison of suffocating nightmares and agitation that filled each drug-induced slumber. Witnessed the powers they had harnessed, the very reasons why they had been confined there, and somehow I became a part of their journey. I decided to wash my hands of that filthy job and take them with me, and I helped them escape the lab, the experiments. And from then on, I learned a hell of a lot about the polar children. Their instruction led me to abandon a life that I will never look back on. They saved me, just like they'll save the others, and all of you. It's under a shadow of obscurity that humans grow, through pain and times of doubt their greatness revealed. When all is magnificent and shining, humans lose sight. By the fall of night is true nature manifest, when all is stripped down to its raw essence. We will bring about the ultimate obscurity. We will present this indirect light. Thus were the words of the polar children as we began our journey.